Nikki Wicks, who is in the mighty Hawke's Bay. Is that right, Nikki?
Yes, good morning. I certainly am.
What are you doing in Hawke's Bay?
Hey, look, the Food and Wine Classic's on this year. It's a beautiful event. It happens in the first weekend, or really 10 days of November every year. And it's the most amazing food and wine festival. It really is. It's just, I don't know, Hawke's Bay. The produce down here is amazing.
Yeah.
The wineries are extraordinary. It just seems like all the good stuff comes from here.
Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree. I'm very jealous. So you're going to be doing a bit of a demonstration today, and you're going to be making ceviche crisps.
I am. So look, down at the MTG Theatre, which always sounds like we're going to start playing some cricket if you ask me, but that's not what we're doing. It's right in the middle of nature. Beautiful old theatre, and a few of us, Nadia Lim, Ray McVinney, Casey McDonald from Craggy Rage, and myself, we all do cooking demonstrations here. And yeah, I'm going to make these beautiful ceviche crisps, and really what they are is, you know, the old CCs or corn chips. If you make them yourself from proper tortilla, which is what happens in Mexico, then they just taste absolutely fantastic. So I've got those going to go on with a little bit of ceviche on top. Shall I run us through?
Run us through.
Yeah, okay. So you need to grab some proper corn tortilla, not the flour ones, but the corn ones, because you really need that corn flavour. You cut each of the, you know, the soft tortilla into about five or six little triangles, and then just shallow fry them, set them aside, sprinkle them with a little of salt, and that's all ready to go. And then ceviche, that beautiful marinated fish. And even for those listeners out there that are going, oh, no, I don't like that raw fish thing, this is just amazing, and you will love it. Just get over yourself. So you slice the fish real, you need really fresh fish. You can use trevally, snapper. I've got some beautiful gurnard today. Slice it really thinly across the grain, and then squeeze a whole lot of lime juice over it and some lemon. And the acid in that actually does cook the fish, Jack. So you're not eating raw, even though raw is fine, you know, and sashimi and that.
Yeah.
It cooks it. It makes it go white after probably, 30 minutes, something like
that.
Yeah, about
that long.
A bit of olive oil over there. Toasted cumin seeds to bring in that taste of Mexico. And then I just make a simple guacamole. The only thing I put in guacamole is green stuff. So don't be putting any of that sour cream and tomato in there. We're just talking avocados, lime, coriander, maybe a bit of green chili in there. Spread that on your beautiful crisped up little tostada, which is what the fried tortilla ends up as. And then a little bit of that marinated fish once that's sort of had a bit of marination for about 30 minutes. Beautiful little snacks for the party season coming up. Pop them in your mouth and be just amazed at how fresh and beautiful and zingy it all is.
It is so fresh, eh? We make ceviche quite a bit at our place. I love it.
You do. Good on you. Yeah. What sort of fish do you prefer?
Honestly, anything. Whatever's fresh and good is good with us. But yeah, gurnard, something like that would be great.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, even trevally. Trevally's often very affordable, so that's a good one. Yeah. So yeah, get on down to the MTG Theatre. But also, I really encourage listeners to go online and have a look at the Fork site. There's still plenty of events rolling out over the next. Today's really the first official day. Beautiful events, and they're just so clever down here. They run things called something like Dirt Candy, and you're like, what's that? Oh, that's at St. George's, an amazing restaurant with a garden, and it's all about vegetables. You know, it's all the candy that comes from the dirt and that sort of thing.
That's cool.
Yeah. And little local boys lunch tomorrow, which is fantastic. Ray McVinney out of the massive big farmer's market, best one in the country, I reckon. That'll get me in trouble. and he and another chef, they just go around the market, they shop for a whole lot of food, and you sit down and enjoy a beautiful lunch. Still tickets to that, I think. So, yeah, really, 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 really fun time down here, I can assure you.
Awesome.
Lots of, I think I heard Catherine Ryan use an expression yesterday called lots of fizzy doings down here. And
fizzy
like
doings. Yeah, that is a good turn of phrase. All right, Nikki, you have yourself a wonderful weekend in Hawke's Bay. We'll catch you next week.
Fantastic. Thanks, Jack. Bye now.